This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Under pressure in the south of Ukraine, Russia fired missiles and drones into Ukrainian-held Mykolaiv on Sunday, destroying an apartment block in the shipbuilding city near the front, and said the war was trending towards, quote, uncontrolled escalation. Mykolaiv lies roughly 35 kilometers northwest of the front line to occupied Kherson, the southern region where Russia has ordered 60,000 people to flee a Ukrainian counteroffensive. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, who some Russian nationalists have blamed for Moscow's setback since the February 24th invasion, discussed the, quote, rapidly deteriorating situation in calls with French, British, and Turkish counterparts, the ministry said. Without providing evidence, Shoigu said Ukraine could escalate by using a quote-unquote dirty bomb, conventional explosives laced with radioactive material. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba rejected the allegations. Russian authorities say a Russian warplane has crashed into a residential building in Siberia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Stunned residents looked on as firefighters doused smoking wreckage in the Siberian city of Irkutsk. The region's governor says an Su-30 fighter jet slammed into a two-story building that housed two families. Both crew members were killed, but there were no casualties on the ground. An investigation into the cause is underway. It's the second time in a week that a combat jet has crashed in a residential area in Russia. A bomber went down October 17th near an apartment building in a city on the Sea of Azov, killing 15 people and injuring another 19. I'm Ben Thomas.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will not run to lead the Conservative Party, ending intense speculation about a comeback. Johnson, who was ousted in July amid ethics scandals, was widely expected to run to replace Liz Truss, who quit last week. He has spent the weekend trying to gain support from fellow lawmakers and said he'd amassed more than 100 votes, the threshold to run, but he was far behind former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak in support. Johnson said he had concluded that, quote, you can't govern effectively unless you have a united party in Parliament. His withdrawal leaves Sunak the strong favorite to be Britain's next prime minister. He could win the contest as soon as Monday. China's most powerful leader in decades, President Xi Jinping, increased his dominance after he was named to a third term as head of the ruling Communist Party. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Xi Jinping took power in 2012. In a break with tradition, he was awarded his third five-year term as general secretary at the end of the party's central committee meeting Sunday. The party also named a seven-member standing committee, its inner circle of power, to support his vision of tighter control over society and the struggling economy.
The old Xi Jinping's man.
Jean-Pierre Cabestan is an expert in Chinese politics at Hong Kong Baptist University.
The danger is when there is less pluralism, less debate, more concentration of power.
Meanwhile, questions swirl after former Chinese President Hu Jintao was suddenly escorted off stage Saturday. I'm Julie Walker.
A Brazilian politician has attacked federal police officers seeking to arrest him in his home, prompting an hours-long siege that caused alarm and a scramble for a response at the highest level of government. Roberto Jefferson, a former lawmaker and ally of President Jair Bolsonaro, fired a rifle at police and threw a grenade, wounding two officers in Rio de Janeiro State. He said in a video message that he refused to surrender, though by early evening he was in custody. The events were stunning, even for Brazilians who've grown accustomed to far-right politicians thumbing their noses at Supreme Court justices. Recapping our top story, under pressure in the south of Ukraine, Russia fired missiles and drones into Ukrainian-held Mykolaiv on Sunday, destroying an apartment block in the shipbuilding city near the front, and said the war was trending towards, quote, uncontrolled escalation. It comes as Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has said Ukraine could escalate by using a so-called dirty bomb. Ukraine's foreign minister rejected the allegation. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.